Hey guys, welcome back to Trivial Warfare. We are the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. My name is Jonathan, and this isn't a normal episode. This is our second of two outtake episodes that we wanted to share with you going into the new year. Over the course of the last, how long has it been? I guess it's been 10 months now. Over the last 10 months, Chris and I and our guests and our friends have chewed up a lot of airtime, and some of it just makes me laugh listening back to it. So I compiled all of those and put it together in this outtake episode for you guys. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that we're taking a two-week break after this. I'm going to post a short episode in 2 weeks, and it's not going to be a real episode. It's going to be a little riddle, a little game for you guys to try and figure out. We'll have a little fun with it. It'll be a little bit of a competition for you guys to see who can solve the puzzle first. So that's going to come in 2 weeks. And then in 3 weeks, we're going to resume with our regular schedule. So that is no show on the 7th, a short riddle game on the 14th, and we will be back on the 21st with a real episode, and then we'll be doing real episodes moving forward from there. By taking this time off, it is giving me a chance to not have to worry about doing editing and producing and stuff during the Christmas holidays. So I appreciate your patience with that, and I look forward to having a lot of fun with you guys through the next year. One last note for you guys. Some of the things that do get edited out of the show are explicit, so I would recommend against listening to this one with your kids. All right, so without any further ado, here's the show. Everybody clear your throat! Rambo, get out of the window! From the window! To the wall! Whoa. Oh, he saw a hand. He's like, oh, petting.
Pet me. Yeah, bronze is my answer, too.
Wait, let's do that again.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah. You were standing up.
Well, I wasn't expecting you to answer so quick. I had a second to stand up. And then I was like standing up. You're like, yeah, I'm going to go bronze. I'm like, oh, crud. Okay.
It sounded like I must have been really far away, so I changed directions.
Oh, sorry about that.
Near, far, wherever you are. Oh,
really?
I was like, what is he singing? Oh, no.
No. And because it's a Germany question, what does Chris usually say?
David Hasselhoff.
Yes, they call it.
They call it Hoff time.
Hoff time. There you go.
Don't stop. Hoff time.
Oh. Here comes the Hoff.
All right.
Please, Hoff, don't hurt him.
That should have been an album.
Yeah.
Okay. We ready?
Saturday night, it hits the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey!
Thanks for that.
Welcome back to the song that never ends. Oh, man, I just messed that up.
You want to say it again?
Anyway, Ben, welcome back, my friend, to the story that never... Dang it, what's the line for the never
ends? This is the song that never ends?
No, it's welcome back, my friend, to the... Is it the song that never ends?
The song that never ends is Barney.
Oh. After these messages, we'll be right back.
Do me a favor, say really quick... he was a prolific director or something like that, so that I can cut out what you said and replace it with something to intro you doing that.
I can't really... Prolific's not really in my vocabulary. I can't really say it, so...
No problem.
All right, thank you.
You don't have a prolific vocabulary.
Apparently not.
1,000 points alike.
Not on that.
Well, the funny part is George W. Bush...
The World of Nations, that's what he did.
Yes, yes. Not George W., but George Herbert Walker Bush never said, not going to do it. That was all Dana Carvey that did that. And that's the funniest part because it's like, I mean, until an SNL skit that George Herbert Walker Bush and Dana Carvey did together, he never actually said, not going to do it, wouldn't be prudent. I mean, he never said that. It's just that was something that was straight out of Dana Carvey's head.
We know I'm a weird one.
I'm a real weird one.
How did that not become a Weird Al song?
I know, right?
We can't even win a game. You want to talk about playoffs?
You're excited.
Look at these nipples.
No, it's feel these nipples.
Yeah, we're going to go on to the next question.
Warm it up, Jonathan.
Just doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
Wiggity, 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 wiggity. Whoa, whoa.
Whoa!
All right, let's double check our levels. I think I'm probably fine.
Ah, where'd we go?
Okay. I think I was just checking out my levels. And hey, baby, Ben, how's your levels? There once.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, diddly doo.
You're good. Thanks, Monty Python.
Oh, good times.
Fetch the horses!
I mean, make it a little saucy, you know? It's just like, hey, everybody. Jonathan Oakes here with your newest hot episode of Trivial Warfare.
So bad.
We got the hot light on.
Hot and fresh.
Hot and fresh.
See, we're just like the McDonald's McDLT. We are hot sides hot and the cool stays cool.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
But you're laughing at it.
I mean, really. I mean, it's funny because when you think about Trivial Warfare, it means that you're literally fighting about things that don't matter.
That's right. Absolutely right.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, that's perfect. Hey, Warheads.
Welcome back to Trivial Warfare, where we fight about things that don't matter. Hey, Warheads. This is episode 26 of Trivial Warfare. We're halfway to a year's worth of shows.
Do it again.
What's wrong?
You have to, where we take the pub out of the...
Oh, shoot. You're right.
All right.
You're right. I did forget.
Try it again, man.
Yeah, make sure it's episode 26 while I'm...
That's a good call, too.
And thunder rolls.
Thanks, Garth.
And lightning strikes.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Wow.
Okay.
You do a great job, man. We have faith in you.
You gotta have faith, faith, faith. I gotta have faith. Yeah. Baby! Yes.
For those who don't know, those are two different people there.
The when.
Be starting something. Why you be starting something?
I'm just giving him crap because it's fun and educational.
Well, when you said Hugo, it reminded me of a Johnny Carson joke about that. Say that the reason why Yugos come with rear defrost is so that you could keep your hands warm while you're pushing it down the street.
That's awesome.
Ogres are like onions. We have layers.
I don't even know what kind of shrug that is, dude.
That was terrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I actually went up to a girl one time in college, and I was kidding around with her. I was like, so, what's your sign? She looked me dead in the eyes and said, stop.
I'm hungry.
I'm Chris.
Thanks, Dad.
That was a dad joke. Yes, give it to us both, Daniel.
The Rapist. 800.
I'll take swords for 400. That's S words.
It starts with a bloody S.
It never gets old.
Yeah, there was another team name a couple weeks ago that was Turd Ferguson. I love that.
Where's that from?
That's from the same skit.
Right, it is.
Yeah, it's like, and it appears that Burt Reynolds has changed his name to Turd Ferguson. I don't have an answer either.
I'm struggling to think of a word.
I'm just writing stuff down, and the one word that came up was boner, and I know it's not that.
It's a boner.
Sylvester Stabone.
Oh, my gosh. Bow down to her, the queen of filth, queen of refuse. I don't know why that came into my head just now.
What is that from?
It's from The Princess Bride.
Oh.
The nightmare where the princess sees the witch, and she's like, bitch.
And we'll come back for round three as soon as Jonathan's adjusted his medication.
Could have been a big crap. That might have been famous. It's Ben Franklin, for God's sakes.
We'll call the Benjamin Franklin Museum and see if they have that one on record.
Hmm. Did you? You We're said
biggest crap by Benjamin Franklin.
You said 1790. Did you give a date? Rambo, what do you think?
I love chicken. I love liver. Meow mix, please deliver.
If you're listening to it with somebody else, it's not cockiness, it's self-promotion.
And that's, if you hadn't noticed, that's what we do.
Us!
Exactly. Shameless self-promotion.
I'm hearing a little static.
I am too. It's because I was playing with the cord with my foot.
Okay.
I apologize.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Let me undo that. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Actually, a little bit better.
Wonderful.
Not for me.
I see what you did there. Okay. What's the next? What category? Where are we at?
What tool? This is science and nature.
Daniel.
What tool is sitting across from me in the studio?
Hey! Okay, sorry. Sorry. Here we go.
You're like a broken pencil, Jonathan.
Yes, I am.
You have no point.
I'm unleaded. Ah, you see what I did there?
I saw it. I ignored it.
Oh.
And I'm moving on.
Yes, Jonathan and his deflated balls.
And I was about to say, it's not our balls that were the problem.
They do seem to be a little sore.
How do you know how my balls feel?
Because you're bitching and moaning like you've got sore balls.
You know, we do have show notes that have every question we've ever asked. You should have referred to those.
That sounds like work.
And also, since you asked him to host it yesterday, I think
he's pretty sure he asked me to host it about 30 minutes ago.
No, we've been doing this for at least an hour.
Yeah, but once you edit it down.
It's a good call. Fair point.
I thought he asked you yesterday. My apologies.
Spread pussy. That's really what it should be called. Let's be honest.
She wasn't here for that.
Oh. I was saying that if I had to do it over again, I would name Rambo Big Pussy. Because really, that's what he is. He's like 16 pounds. He's big. He's a pussy. He's a big pussy.
I love it when you call me Big Pussy.
Exactly. He would.
And I hate it when he jumps in the shower and becomes a big wet pussy.
I hate it before he steps in the shower because he's a big dirty pussy.
And of course, when he's done using the litter box, he's smelly pussy.
Yes, he is.
Oh.
Hey, when he finishes eating, he's a fishy pussy.
I'm so sorry.
And there went the rest of your female viewership.
Rambo's a very sweet cat.
Yes, while Jonathan is cogitating, we're watching Jennifer stroke Jonathan's pussy.
At least somebody's getting some around here. And Rambo's licking himself in all of his glory.
Whole. Which makes him the real winner today.
Jonathan, can I dive in, man? Sorry, the webcam is giving us a superb view of your crotch. I mean, I was liking that, but I didn't know how long we were recording for.
Well, it's a different kind of show if we go that way.
But I'm listening, yes, and so Chris far. Says, Jonathan, it sounds like a butt trumpet. And Chris goes, I think that's your name for the rest of the episode, is Butt Trumpet. And my daughter, I forgot she was in the back seat, she goes, Uncle Butt Trumpet. It was one of those things that after cracking up, you have to say, don't repeat that. You can't say that.
Your mom will kill me.
It was like Iron Man had sex with Ocean's 11. And Ant-Man was the baby.
It had a lot of little Julia Roberts.
Wow. Man.
All I know is that if Andy Diggler and Bill Finger got together to do a book, it would be kind of creepy sounding.
No, it's Diggle, not Diggler.
All right. Diggle.
No.
Diggle you're, Finger.
What's the movie with Dirk Diggler in it, for goodness sakes, that Jonathan's thinking about?
Oh, Boogie Nights?
Yes.
A new record was set in 2014 for the most offensive.
Exactly.
Let me say that again.
Well, if history has taught us anything, it's that speculating on the comic book price is definitely a safe investment for the future.
The only reason I do it is that I can ask to – well, I guess I can ask to see their paper too.
Yeah, yeah. We trust them. There is a trust factor there.
You fools.
Truthfully, I don't trust anybody.
Spider-Man, no one knows who you are.
I think you just made up words for it.
And plus over here, with a lot of ladies and women getting into comics and cosplay and everything, they would prefer to hear your accents.
With faces like these, the accent's all we've got.
Yes, I would like to take a moment to thank whoever it was that made cosplay a thing.
I gotta be honest, I'll second that.
I'd like to throw into that pile the person who
invented
the
power. I just got through flipping through the Comic-Con cosplay photos on superhero hype, and it was good times.
What did Jennifer think of that?
She rather enjoyed it as well.
That's why we love Jennifer. I was totally joking.
I actually disagree with John on this one. He said that Michael Jai White should be playing the Black Panther, and actually I like the guy that they got playing the Black Panther.
Who is it?
It's it's the guy that played in 42 and then the James Brown biopic Get On Up. And I cannot remember his name right now.
I can't help you, dude.
I'm blanking out here.
All right. Good job. Thanks, Egon.
Look at the show notes, everybody.
Yeah, look at the show notes for this piece of information that I just edited out.
Wow. Okay. That is so not cool.
I got to be honest. Blackest Night was one of my favorite storylines in recent history. Of all of the different energy colors, and all of the different energy colors.
Is that the question?
I'm going to. I have written this poorly.
What's more with feeling?
I'm going to try this again.
If this is another foul joke, I'm finished, man.
Absolutely. Go for it. You guys, hey, Britton, are you staying locked in with the answer that you
have? Yeah, we're good. We're just having to masturbate together.
Little circle jerk action there?
No. A debate. We're just discussion. You sicko.
Master debate. Come on. They paused. They totally paused.
I didn't hear a flush, John.
I didn't hear the hands get washed either.
I was kidding.
You should rub Chris's head.
Hey!
For good luck.
It's a new thing called dirty head. Intended. You mean like SpongeBob SquarePants? Yeah, but with less violence and marijuana.
Wow, a sexy sheep sex doll.
Ew.
All right.
I'm a cat in a box. Rambo, you can't be there. Go to your box.
It's a cat in the box. A cat in the box, baby.
I gotta show you my cat in a box.
Woo! Tists.
Sarns.
Tists. Watch your mouth, mister. All right.
Sarns tits.
Soft kitty. Warm kitty. Little ball of fur.
That ain't no little ball of fur.
Big ass ball of fur.
Shut up, dog.
I'm begging.
No, we don't beg.
I'm really begging.
We don't beg.
Please?
Yeah, let's get this over with so that I can like Nick again.
Holy crap. Everything's better with puppets.
It's like a Satan puppet, though.
Oh, my God.
It's like red and black.
What the hell is that?
Is that live new puppets from Kramercast?
That's really creepy.
It's
Are you left-handed?
Down.
Are they?
Oh. I'm yelling timber.
That's what I found. I'll be the one.
You better dance.
And here, hey, just, Sean.
Sean.
Yo.
Well, you can't.
Is this part getting edited?
No.
Do you trust her?
No.
Oh yeah, I'm going to edit the hell out of this.
I'm going to keep score on Wikipedia.
The only people that hear this are the gentle people over here.
Tony up by two.
Oh, Tony Eason, let him down the field. Yeah. So confident
out there. Doo-wop, baby-bop,
the rhythm is gonna get you, the rhythm is gonna get you, the rhythm is gonna get you.
Okay.
I hear everybody. It is 70 to 40.
No, it's actually 80 to 40.
80-40.
No, 50. We have 50 points. They have 80 to 10, 50. 20, 30, 40, 50. 60.
Wow.
Yeah, they have 80. So we're 20 points
over the place.
80.
So we're winning 80 to 50.
PGT is 80.
You are winning. That's all that matters.
We're down 30 Vlog
Talk
points.
Is 50.
I was not good at math, but I know that was 30, not 20 points.
No, we got two.
First question, and you got.
Oh, we lost you. We're on hold. Yeah, don't say the answer.
Hey, you still there? I got a phone call.
Close match. I wrote down the scores. I wrote down 80 to Joel. 110 to for Jonathan, to 90 for Jordan.
For Joel.
Why did I call you Jordan?
That's, well, you got New Kids on the Blank.
Let me say that again. Hold on. He really
didn't have the look. Those guys were really good looking. Yeah.
Oh, hey.
They were pretty.
Now. Hey, now. Okay. Round six?
Did we do a scoring update?
Yeah, we did.
Oh.
It's 110 to 90.
I fell asleep there for a second, apparently.
That's when I called him Jordan.
Oh, that's right. I was still dreaming about New Kids there.
and then Milli Vanilli got you all verklempt.
Yeah, I did.
That's right.
Oh, it's getting hot in here.
My poli-sci professors would be so ashamed. My mother's ashamed of me at the first for Paula Deen and my poli-sci professors now. It's been one disappointment after another, fellas.
That might have to be our outtake right there.
But you redeemed yourself for the New Kids on the Block. For, that, hey, for the abundance right. of knowledge on them.
Everybody's. Oh, no. Oh, I'm going to have to edit that.
That just scared the crap out of me.
It scared the crap out of me, too. It started auto-playing. There's a couple of great lines with the girl. I can't think of them now, so I'm just going to edit all of that out. That's the benefit of not doing a live show, Nick. I can try to start a joke, and if it sucks, I can just stop it.
Nice.
Hell. Jeez.
Go to hell with your Mars of Han. Didn't know what you were feeding me there.
Wow.
Well, I know you didn't like the marzipan question, so.
Or, as Chris would say, dagnubbit.
Mother of pearl! Could you read it again?
No.
Please?
Okay.
I have a box that I can loan to you that has, sure. like, the first, like, 60 or so issues, and then Jonathan has a bag right up on his bookshelf right there that has the remaining ones. And then if you get through all those, which is about 90 issues
or so. You can take them with you. I'm never going to read them. I got a podcast to run over here. I said it wrong. Hey, Warheads. Hey, Warheads, this is Trivial Warfare, the podcast.
I understand, but you did forget. Oh. You can polish it any way you want.
Man, you want to kick me in the other testicle?
No matter how shiny that shit is, it still smells like shit.
Beep, beep.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to try my best not to do that. I'll go to my knees.
There you go.
Ooh.
Stop it.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Whoa.
I'm uncomfortable.
Joey, what do you think of that? Whoa. Seattle Slew, but I think Seattle Slew was later on after a war. Nice for tearing the piece of paper.
I know. Here's your paper.
You fuss at me. You fuss at me about making noise. And then rip right as I'm talking.
I'm sorry.
And you didn't even think about it.
I didn't. Let me do my best Jay imitation. Can we get more wrestling questions?
Flock of birds, Jonathan. Flock of birds.
And of course, me being completely immature, the first thing, and you're going to have to bleep this out, it was Dick Jewel.
Ah!
Nice. Real nice.
Boop. You want 3-2-1 it?
Yep, 3-2 Ron.
Robert
Louis Stevenson. Sorry. Okay. Let's try this again.
3-2 run, huh?
Oh, Schwanz?
Schwanz, thank you.
Yeah.
Stop looking at me, Schwanz!
How did I know that was coming? How did I know that was coming?
Sugar, sugar, dun, 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 dun.
Hello, Mr.
Dun.
Penguin.
Oh, honey.
You are my candy girl.
Rubbing his pain with my fingers.
Strumming
my pain with his fingers.
Strumming my pain with his fingers.
One time.
Drumming my pain with his fingers.
Two times.
Singing.
Do 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 do. Not kidding. Obviously, I'm kidding.
You're a dick, Jonathan.
I know.
Oh, yes!
Once again, not the first time I've heard that. You got to do what you got to do.
What's up with the mirrors on top of the on the ceiling, dude?
LL Cool J.
Ladies love Cool Jonathan.
You got it.
The only reason I knew to say that is because we just talked about it the other day. Sebastian was running amok.
And I do apologize for calling you a dick earlier.
Yeah. He's heard worse.
I didn't disagree.
He's heard worse.
All right. So for your midpoint question, the category is going to be the phonetic alphabet.
Oh, crap.
Like for the Phoenicians alphabet?
No, like the...
A-B-C-A?
Did I say phonetic alphabet?
You did.
Yes.
Oh, the hell is it called?
Okay, maybe this question.
Hooked on phonics worked for me.
No, I know what it's
me
called.
Me, Phil English? That's impossible.
Do you mean the Greek alphabet?
No. And I'm watching Rambo chase his tail around.
And he caught it. I told you. It's awesome.
Good job, Rambo.
You get that tail.
Show it who's boss. Bite his face off.
Show that turd who's boss.
I want to punch your face in the face.
Yeah, I was going to do literature, but that seemed to be Ben's thing. But you do it very well.
It is, but yeah, but he has that voice.
He does.
I just have this like whitey voice that's like, literature. Feel free to take a sip of water, too. I mean, you got that over there and you haven't touched it yet.
I say no, don't feel free. You're not allowed.
Yes, sir.
See? You got to have a firm hand, Chris.
Once again, Jonathan, you're being a penis.
No, you weren't.
You're enjoying it. You're like, ah.
She's a Muppet. Correct answer for San Marco. Way to go, Jonathan.
Marino.
Dan Marino. Brett Favre.
Aaron Burr.
It's been a while since you've done an Aaron Burr joke.
I know, right? All right, good job, phone music. Yeah. What up, player?
What stinks is I put it on Do Not Disturb, but my family is the only ones that are on my Do Not Disturb list so that I can go through if something's up.
I sent a flaw in your plan.
And once again, it's my uncle that calls during
stuff. Of course
something.
It is.
What's up, Chip?
I kid you not. Jonathan and I both had fantasy drafts over the weekend.
I remember you telling me.
We had one on Saturday and one on Sunday, as a matter of fact. He called during both of them. Not one, but both of them. And then this is the next event I had lined up with Jonathan, as a matter of fact, which is just kind of funny. And bam, he calls again. It's like, what the what? It's like he knows.
It is like he knows. And then he's like, just calling a call.
It's like, I sense a disturbance in the force.
Hi, Uncle Chip. We love you.
The one near the beginning of September. Oh, sorry, I'm boring myself.
Dang it, now you're making me laugh.
It's late. God. Where is it? Where is it?
TikTok, TikTok.
Is it a friend of mine? I've been getting
afraid of an old dead croc.
A lot of email lately.
So while he's looking for that, I'm going to tell you a really dumb joke. So what do you call a thieving alligator?
Urban Meyer.
Oh, so true. So true. If it was a murdering alligator, it would be Aaron Hernandez.
Aaron Hernandez, boo.
Anyway, I do not know. Jonathan, do you have any idea?
I'm trying to think of something terrible.
I want you to be looking at your email, not think of something terrible. All right, the answer is?
Crocodile.
They could have done... Well, excuse me. They could have done something with that.
I can't believe you just did that.
Shut up.
Shut up, Richard.
Someone's tired.
He just said,
it's 7 o'clock at night right now, okay? I'm not used to doing the show this late.
So what happens when you call 8675?
Dude, you just said, heard of it.
I did not.
You can't get over that.
All right, I'm excited. Loud noises. All right, so be excited. A little too excited, actually.
Okay. You know what? This episode kind of sucks today. Just move on to the next one. But we're putting it out here for your enjoyment.
This is called the 5-Star Trivia Quiz Book. 600 trivia questions about anything, and I'm not good at Apple products.
That doesn't sound like the subtitle.
Here.
All right. So
why are you spanking your cat?
Because he just bit my wrist.
Okay. Maybe deserved a little bit. Maybe you deserved
it. I just gave myself 20 points for that.
How about 10?
Okay, fine.
You have 20 points total.
I'm trying to think what category I would go with this.
You could say potpourri.
Hodgepodge.
Crab bag.
Miscellaneous.
No, I got it. Round 2, round 4. Blah, blah, blah.
Ba-da-ba-dum-bum.
Round. Blah, 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 blah.
I like eggs.
All right.
This is the pizza guy's pen from last night.
Yeah, okay, well, he gave you a bad pizza, but at least you stole his pen.
I got a pen out of it.
That's right.
Wow, you're critical. You're hardcore about pizza, too? Not just
movies. No, that pizza was bad, man.
I ordered a cheese pizza. Yeah.
Right.
I got a cauldron of cheese in the middle of empty bread.
Yeah, basically, they didn't let it sit. So when he moved it, it slid straight into the middle of the pie.
It looked like a volcano of bread with cheese lava.
Yeah. You are not a glint in your mama's eyes.
Nope. Oh, I'm sure she was praying for him. She knew how bad it was going to be.
Oh, man. I was like, that's really sweet. And then, boom.
Yeah, I think she was praying I wouldn't be a chip off of the old block.
Oh, wow.
There's no love lost with the old block, let me tell you.
Oh, my goodness. We're getting deep.
Yeah, we are.
Dear. Here on Spiritual Warfare. Yeah. I mean, Trivial Warfare.
Spiritual Warfare. It's not like you need like some cheesy like soap opera music after that. All right. Yeah, I left something in that Publix bag in there I need to go get.
All right.
Septo?
No, that would be
chicken
wings.
The beaver capital of the world?
Nope.
I might have to move there.
It's too bad you can't keep that in the show.
Sure I can.
You got to read the ratings for
No, that is totally acceptable. Okay. Our rating is PG, and the one thing that I put as a click on what the PG is for suggestive dialogue.
Mm. No, what I was saying is you need to check the ratings in the city before you go there, because...
Oh.
Yeah, they're not all the same. Some are good,
You may want to go to Yelp and check it out.
Yeah, yeah.
How are the beavers in Beaver City? All right, let's go ahead and move
on. Jonathan's going to be cleaning scraps of my brain off of his ceiling because mind is blown.
And it's going to be chilly tomorrow.
It's not that much to clean up.
Wow. Really funny, small testicles guy.
I can't leave that in.
Anyway,
okay.
Let's move on because, man, this is taking forever.
Off the rails.
All right. Round one, question three.
Come on, ride that train.
You gotta stick into the mic. Talk into the mic. Thank you, gosh.
So you know that was sampled from a Barry White song.
No.
Yeah. Ding 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 ding. Ding ding. It was called Together Brothers.
Really?
It was a song from the Together Brothers. It was a movie that they made.
Oh my goodness.
Ding 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 ding. Ding ding
ding ding. Ding. Oh, when it had the 70s, it had a 70s blaxploitation flavor.
Absolutely.
On it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
At least I'm not in a hole this time.
Down in a hole. Boom, boom.
Now Jonathan's just making up lyrics.
Lost all control. Boom. You don't know that song?
No.
I like to fly. But my wings have been broken.
I would like you to stop singing.
All right. It's Alice in Chains.
Okay.
Very popular song in the 90s.
Give me one more minute.
Ooh, I'd rather have my blood sucked out by leeches, shove an ice pick under a toenail or two. I'd rather spend eternity eating shards of broken glass than spend... one more minute with you. It's the name of the song.
Thank you.
Shh. I gave you one more minute.
Shh. Zibidua.
That reminds me of a meme that I saw. It was a picture of one of the statues of Jesus from one of the basilicas in Italy. And the caption on top says, "And the Lord said unto Felicia..." Bye.
Oh, that's so good.
Great meme.
So I'm in recruit separation platoon waiting to come home after I hurt my knee. And I'm out marching with our supervisor, our drill instructor, for the first time. And he's this hilarious, you know, for a Marine, this hilarious guy. And we're out marching the first time, and he starts calling cadence. And we start out doing just, you know, the normal cadence, left foot, right foot. And then the dude starts to jam, you know.
What?
Low ride, left foot, right foot. And he starts jigging a little bit, and I'm sitting here looking around like, you know, I'm on candid camera or something, because it was so out of, I mean, the whole experience of boot camp is so surreal. And then for this to happen, you know, it was like I'd fallen into that Lawrence Fishburne movie Cadence.
That's awesome. I thought you were going to say like Alice in Wonderland. You'd fallen into Wonderland where everybody was a black drill instructor singing "Low Ride."
I never said black. You assumed that.
I did because of the voice you used. Yep. Was he black?
Yes, he was.
See,
but I didn't. I didn't want to take it to a racial place, Jonathan. So,
but you did. You imitated a black man.
No, I imitated a specific man.
I was thinking he imitated a very deep voice. I wasn't thinking one way or the other until you brought it up. So, yes.
It had soul.
You brought color up.
It had soul. Am I wrong?
No.
Exactly.
What is the longest a chicken has lived without its head?
We can't answer that.
No?
No.
You don't even want to take a guess? Come on.
That's a numbers question.
18 months.
18 months?
That's too specific.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I thought about that. I was going to say whoever got closest.
Now that we could have tried.
Yeah.
All right. But I came prepared with backup questions.
Good.
All right.
But 18 months? Good Lord. Yeah.
What happened was when they severed its head, the brain stem was left intact because a chicken's brain is kind of situated funny in its skull.
So they cut it off high on the head?
They cut it off high on the head, and when they...
But they thought it was funny, so they kept them alive?
Well, no. Well, this was in 1945, I think, in Colorado. So, you know, people were hard up for entertainment anyway. And, you know, it's usual for a chicken, and I've seen this myself, when you cut a chicken's head off, it gets up and it runs around for a little while.
Yeah.
So, you know, the chickens were up running around for a little while, and they started falling. They, you know, just slaughtering chickens for Sunday dinner or whatever. And they noticed one of them just kept going and kept going. So they put it in a crate by the front door, and when they came out the next morning, it was still alive.
Oh, my gosh.
So, of course, being Americans, they thought, hey, we can make some money on this. So they would clean out its esophagus, or its, you know, they cleaned out the wound, and they would take out a food an eyedropper and drop liquid food straight down into its esophagus.
Oh, my God.
And they took them on the road. And it lived for 18 months.
I really wish we could figure out a way of getting this into the... the show, because this is a great story.
But, wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, his name was Miracle Mike.
Miracle Mike.
Wow.
Maybe I can do it as the outtake at the end.
That'd be great. That would be really great.
That was my fault. I completely flubbed that question.
Not Magic Mike.
No. Although that may be where he took his name from.
Mm. Yeah, well, brainless.
Running around.
Yeah,
no with top his one.
Pants cut off.
Pants off, dance off.
That's right.
Jennifer's going to love that when I bring home a huge stack of.
No. They're hardbacks.
Yeah, hardbacks.
Three hardbacks.
Talking about like that's 50 pounds of comics.
Yeah. Wow. Right. I did not want to laugh at that joke, but I still did anyway. Quit scratching your crotch in front of me, dude.
No, that wasn't a scratch. That was me loosening my underwear.
Oh, okay. Whatever, man. Twist.
Why? I could just reach in there and pull it out.
Okay. Excuse me while I whip this out.
Wait, why are you whipping that?
It's always about color with him.
Isn't it, though? Gotta take it to a racial place.
Way to go, Jonathan.
Never mind that that's, you know, a quote from a very famous Mel Brooks movie. But
yeah, never mind that.
I really got to pee.
Then go.
Well, go pee, dude. We're not stopping you.
Because I'm going to be right behind you. Look at me. I'm still trying to talk into the microphone.
I'm targeting star players from that era
for the
Crackers and hopefully work my way back.
Who are the Crackers?
Did I say the Crackers?
Yes. Once again, taking it to a racial place.
But I'd love to jump that up a little bit.
Yes. Jonathan wants you to jump on him.
Depends on your level of attractiveness.
Man, notice how high-pitched his voice got on that. Yes. Till the next time when I can kick Jonathan's backside. I'm Chris. That's Jonathan. That's Daniel. And we're not just trivia. We're war. No, wait. Shoot. Wow. I very rarely mess that up. Hold on. Let's try that again.
We're not just trivia.
We're war.
We're war.
I very rarely mess that up. And
I thought you were going to say, we're not just trivia. We're trivial warfare. I thought that's what you were doing. Okay.
Mic check, 1-2-1-2. Mic check, 1-2-1-2. What up?
Do some more.
Mic. Wiggity mic. Mic. Wiggity mic. Turn the knob, Jonathan. He's about to. Turn the knob, Jonathan. That's what he was born to do.
Hey, Warheads. This is... Chris, you distracted me. Look at King Kong.
I was thinking Donkey Kong, but sure.
That's what I meant. exactly.
Back when Snow White was released and movie tickets cost like a quarter, you know, and now you pay $10 to go into a theater.
Yeah.
You know, a Kevin Smith movie could outperform.
Even like Tusk or one of those.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith is going, hey,
what did I do?
So.
Well, I don't think they're going to make a sequel to Glory.
Would have been a pretty boring hour and a half just sitting there looking at graves.
Oh, man, that's rough, dude. Are you really locking the door?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's an apartment.
You think people just walk into people's apartments all willy-nilly?
If they're not locked.
But there's three of us here. We can throw Daniel in front of them.
Yeah, but Daniel can't get out of his chair.
Y'all both be beaten and robbed by the time I got out of this chair.
That's why I said we'll throw him at him.
He's like, hey, stop. I can't get up. Stop. Don't do that.
Stop, or I'll say stop again.
I will say stop a second time.
If it was a Keira Knightley costume, technically it could be a sexy pirate costume.
Wow.
But I think 2014 was a little late for a Keira Knightley costume.
Oh, poor Keira. Sounds Japanese when you say it like that. Poor Akita. Por favor.
Wow, Jonathan's just entertaining himself now, kids.
He is.
Sing us a song, I'm the Elephant Man. Sing us a song tonight.
I never took the stockings down.
Yeah.
I love judging people's reactions. You can tell a lot by a person by whether or not they mention you have stockings on your wall in August or October.
I just mentioned a Christmas tree, yeah.
We think
the
stockings are a lovely decoration.
They are Halloween stockings, that's right.
You celebrate them all year.
They were Labor Day stockings earlier.
Nice.
Fourth of July stockings were my favorite. Mm-hmm.